I used to catch them and I'd put them in jars. And I remember having a dead one and bringing it to school in my hand, and it freaked everybody out. It was like shock and horror. That's what I would describe. At the bus stop, I remember. To me, it just seemed cool.
You were different. You were inquisitive. And I did the things with you that I like to do, which is turn over rocks to see what'll crawl out from under. But the interest in dead animals was a little different. I remember a time. Was your 18th birthday? 16th birthday? You were driving with somewhere with a friend and you found a dead owl.
It was a great horned owl.
Great horned owl. And you brought it home and you dissected it.
I skinned it.
And you cut off the legs, because I still have one. Mm-hmm. And you said it was the best birthday present you ever got. I mean, it's true to this day. If I run out of things to buy you, I get you a bat.
You know, a specimen in a jar is as interesting to me as a cat on my lap that's alive.
I do remember your liking of graveyards.
Mom says I've liked them since I was a little kid. And you nurtured my weird interests. You bought the formaldehyde. You bought me a taxidermy kit. Do you remember?
Yeah.
This is before the internet. I couldn't just go find a taxidermy kit. You did all that for me, you know. There was a point, especially being a girl, when I realized I had to make a choice going forward about how I was going to be in the world, if I wanted to fit in or not fit in. And because I had a parent that didn't think it was weird, I never thought it was weird either.
But I never thought of myself as encouraging you to do anything other than if you wanted to do something, I would help you. I mean, I never wanted you to be the head of the Morbid Anatomy Museum.
But you made me able to be who I am without apology. So, you know, I wouldn't be who I am at all without you.